This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're looking at some recent UFO sightings over the Pacific Ocean. That's right, UFO sightings over the Pacific Ocean. And these sightings were made by jet airline pilots, commercial airline pilots. Now, the first article comes to us from the New York Post. The title says, "Several recent UFO sightings reported by pilots over the Pacific Ocean." Goes on, it says, "Numerous sightings of unidentified flying objects have been reported by dozens of pilots flying across the Pacific Ocean over the last 2 months, according to a UFO researcher, Ben Hansen, a former FBI agent and the host of Discovery Plus show UFO Witness, who obtained new footage and air traffic control recordings that reveal baffled pilots struggling to describe their bizarre mid-air sightings. He compiled accounts of pilots from Southwest Airlines, Hawaiian Airlines, and others between August 6th and September 23rd, and one captivating account, a former military pilot reported seeing multiple aircraft flying above him." Now think, this is a commercial airline pilot who was a former military pilot, and he's reporting not drones, not weather balloons, not weather phenomena. He's reporting aircraft flying above him. He says, quote, "We've got a few aircraft to our north here, and he's going around in circles, much higher altitude than us. Any idea what they are?" Pilot Mark Husley radioed on August 18th while flying a charter jet off the Los Angeles coast. The confused controller responds, telling the pilot that he was not sure. Husley called back 23 minutes later to say that the three aircraft he had originally reported had increased to seven, flying between 5 and 10,000 feet above him. Now, if you go to the article in New York Post, they do have some pictures here, and they look like the typical globe sighting from what we can see from recent sightings in this area. It goes on, it says, "They just keep going in circles. I was an F-18 pilot in the Marine Corps, and I'm telling you, I've done many intercepts. I've never seen anything like this," Husley says in the recording. This guy sounds like he's a little bit concerned. You know, he's a commercial airplane pilot. He's got a plane load of people on this thing, and above him are 3 to 7 of these aircraft, as he describes them, flying in circles around above his aircraft. Now think about it. That aircraft's going what? Probably 500 to 600 mile an hour traveling through the air, and these things are not only traveling with them, but they're traveling in circles. So they're circling back in a big circle above the aircraft. So they have to be traveling at least twice as fast as them, because they're covering 2 to 3 times as much ground as they make a complete circle around the top of this aircraft and keep up with it and maintain speed with it at the same time. According to Hansen, the strange lights that some pilots reported as possible aircraft were seen by upwards of 15 different commercial flights, and at least 6 pilots are willing to go on record with their names and everything if asked to do so by any investigative agencies, he said. Now think about this. This is a respected investigator, former FBI agent, who's brought this to the attention. It's in the public eye now. Where's ATIP at? Where's all this investigative alphabet agencies that have been created in the last year or two to investigate UFOs? Where's our Defense Department at? You know, where's Marco Rubio at? Why aren't we having hearings about this stuff? It just seems like they want to conveniently sweep it under the rug. He goes on, he says, "In this case, we have a global phenomenon from as far west as Japan to as far east as possibly Miami. Whatever it is, pilots are seeing it from halfway across the world." Well, I hate to tell you, but it's more than halfway across the world. You can just cruise around the line for 15 minutes to see these things are being seen all over the entire world, whether it's China, Australia, Russia, Ukraine, Europe, United States. Anywhere people are, these things are being observed, and encountered. It goes on and says, an FAA spokesman told the Daily Mail that it documents strange sightings whenever a pilot reports one to an aircraft control facility. It goes on and says, if the pilot report can be corroborated with supporting information such as radar data, it is shared with the UAP task force. Really? It has to be corroborated? What if these things are impervious to radar? Is it that big of a stretch to imagine that their stealth capabilities are beyond ours? If they're able to travel in circles at supersonic speeds and do all kinds of maneuvers that would be impossible for a man-made aircraft to do, isn't it possible to think that these things might not show up on radar unless they want to? There needs to be some kind of reporting database where pilots can report these things anonymously if they have to, so that people can research it themselves, and then maybe other eyewitnesses to these craft can corroborate the witness testimony. It says, veteran pilot Chris Van Voorhees told the Daily Mail he also saw 3 to 5 bright objects in a circular motion like a racetrack for hours while flying over the Pacific Ocean from Honolulu to Los Angeles in August. The 63-year-old, who has racked up over 32,000 hours of flight experience, said the objects he saw appeared to be within Earth's orbit, but could have been out in space. Other airlines radioed in to Van Voorhees to ask him if he was seeing the same objects he was. So there, you have multiple pilots seeing these things at the same time. This is a mass UFO sighting by commercial airline pilots. He says it had to be in a very, very high orbit, or actually even out in space, quite a ways away from anything that a satellite would be, because every time we were seeing it, it was in the lower right-hand corner of the Big Dipper, no matter where we were in the world, he told the outlet. It lasted for such a long time that it actually became boring almost. He said it could not have been a satellite such as Elon Musk's Starlink system because they were moving in different directions instead of the same direction. Van Moore's employer, whose name was withheld, forbade him from speaking about the incident. He told the Daily Mail about half of his pilot friends have seen some type of anomaly in the sky. Van Voorhees also claims to have seen 3 flying discs from his cockpit in 2004 while flying from Japan to Honolulu for Japan Airways. The disc appeared to form a triangle formation before disappearing. Quote, it was like they accelerated. They were just at speeds and gone over the horizon. The whole thing took about 15 seconds, he told the Daily Mail. Now think about that. How long, if you're looking up in the sky and you see a jet airplane flying over, leaving this little contrail behind, how long does it take him to get from, say, straight up in the sky to the horizon? I'm going to say probably more than 15 seconds. I think these things are really flying. He says, last year, the Department of Defense launched a new outfit tasked with finding and identifying UFOs in restricted airspace after Washington officials admitted they could not explain the phenomena of UFO sightings. The Airborne Object Identification and Management Synchronization Group, well, they always got to have a tongue twister, don't they, was announced after the intelligence community verified a series of unexplained aerial phenomena sightings by the military earlier this year, but said it could not identify the mysterious vehicles in a report to Congress detailing the government's knowledge of UFOs. So they know they're there, they just can't tell us what they are. That's a start, I suppose. Now, we have another article here talking about the same thing. Let me just take a quick look at it. This is from WashingtonTimes.com, WashingtonTimes.com. If you go to the top of the article, it says, multiple pilots spotted UFOs over the Pacific Ocean this summer. Then it goes on and says, multiple pilots have documented UFO sightings while flying over the Pacific Ocean this summer, according to a new report. Between August 6th and September 23rd, commercial pilots flying for Southwest Airlines, Hawaiian Airlines, and other providers have seen objects moving in deliberate patterns through the sky, according to UFO researcher Ben Henson, who spoke with the Daily Mail. Now, I would say that it's not just according to Ben Henson, okay? It's almost like they're funneling the narrative a little bit here. It's according to multiple pilots. Mr. Hansen, a former FBI agent and a host of Discovery Plus shows UFO Witness, told the outlet that the strange sightings were confirmed by 15 other commercial pilots, with six of them who have said they are willing to go on their record to investigate the agencies if need be. So I would say that this story has not just been confirmed by Mr. Hansen, but apparently by 15 commercial pilots. Mr. Hansen obtained recordings from through the Freedom of Information Act request that revealed two pilots who reported the strange sights to the air traffic control centers in August. I have to ask, why do you have to go through the FOIA request to get these things? Why aren't these are made over a radio band that other people, that the public can hear, right? So why do we have to go through a FOIA request to get these recordings? How do we know they haven't been edited? Why can't there just be a repository of these recordings online where anybody can listen to them? I mean, I'm sure plenty of people would be interested in what's happening, you know, especially if there's a, God forbid, an accident or there's some sort of an anomaly involving these aircraft. Why not just let the public be able to, as I say, crowdsource this information and listen to it for free online? Would it be that hard for the government to set up a simple website where these audio files could be stored and accessed? It says, we've got a few aircraft to our north here, and he's going around in circles, much higher altitude than us. Any idea what they are? Mark Husley, a pilot flying a charter jet off the Los Angeles coast, can be heard saying over the radio. Clearly, I mean, they're seeing these things. They're not knowing what they are. They're concerned about what they are, concerned enough to talk about it, and concerned enough to talk about it to investigators. But that's not the only time or place where these things have been sighted at. We've had other sightings recently along the California coast. Now, there's a report from June 27th, 2022. This is from ABC News, and you can go to abcnews.go.com and find this article, and they have a nice little report there, videoed too. It's by Kyla Guilfoyle. Anyway, the title says, Strange Lights Off San Diego Coast Have Locals Taking to Social Media. I think this is great. People are seeing this stuff, and they're talking about it online. So they're getting the story out there firsthand. This is a perfect example of crowdsourcing these encounters, these sightings. You know, if you see one of these things, you could possibly get video of it or relate your encounter on social media. That's awesome, because that puts the information out there for everybody to see. And then we can all come up with ideas. We can, everything from, you know, triangulating where these things are at to seeing how fast they go. And then, you know, lots of talented people can do their own investigations. It says, residents in the San Diego area took to social media after mysterious lights were spotted in the sky just off the coast Monday night. Now, keep in mind, this is the end of June this year. With no clear indication of what the lights could be, dozens began posting photos and videos on Twitter questioning what was happening in their night sky. The post offered several possible sources for the unusual lights, including UFOs or drones from the Imperial Beach Police Department, which is planning a drone light show for the 4th of July. However, the IPBD did not claim the lights as their own. The San Diego Police Department told ABC News on Tuesday morning that the mysterious lights were actually flares being used for military exercises. Oh, please, give me a break. You know, this thing with the flares, if you can watch a video of these flares being dropped, and to me, I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing these lights as flares. While nearby Naval Air Station, North Island, and Camp Pendleton both said that they did not know what the lights were. The SPD said that the lights had been confirmed to them by military officials as being used for exercises. Clearly, someone's lying, okay? Let's just give them the benefit of the doubt and say they're mistaken. But the military says, no, we weren't dropping any drones. But then the police department, SPPD, SDPD says that, oh, those were drones. And secondly, why are you dropping drones in San Diego? Aren't they plagued with brush fires out there constantly? I mean, why would you be dropping flares in this area that's so susceptible to wildfires? I mean, isn't it? It goes on and says, Gunlock told ABC News that he did a double take around 9 p.m. on Monday night, noticing strange bright lights off the coast. He explained that he lives right near the airport in the area, so there were always planes and lights near his home. However, he said there was something different about the lights he saw off the coast. Now, you can look at these, a picture that they took of these lights right here on the website, and does not look like drones to me. To me, that's just silliness. Goes on and says, at 9:55 p.m., Gundlach tweeted, multiple floating lights over the ocean, very still, very bright, orange, reddish light, patterns of 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, alongside a video of distant blinking lights. Gundlach said that his Twitter post quickly gained views, with other San Diego locals acknowledging the lights and wondering what they were. It was super crazy, super fun to connect with San Diego, Gundlach told ABC News. Gundlach added that his post now has over 100,000 impressions on Twitter. All I wanted to know is, what's going on, he said. It had to be miles and miles off the coast. It was burning extremely bright. When Gundlach heard the lights were from military exercises, oh boy, he said that made sense that they weren't from an airport, especially because they were so strikingly bright. And then it goes on and gives us a whole little spiel about how, oh yeah, those were drones. With no proof, zero proof, zero admission from the military that those were flares. But ABC News is going to make sure that you know UFOs do not exist. Those are just flares. Now, the last article we'll take a look at here real quickly is from the Sacramento Bee. This is from September 21st, 2022, and you can find this video at the website, or you can also see it on YouTube. Another case of not drones, okay? The title says, Weird Lights Leave California City Puzzled, but there may be an explanation. So we've got the pre-bunk right in the title. Remember, we've talked about pre-bunking things, and that is where you create a straw man argument or a false solution to the problem right up front, and then that way you can plant the seed in the mind of people so that they can be reassured and lulled back to sleep. We would hate to have people think for themselves. That would not be good. Mysterious glowing orbs seen in the sky over the Pacific Ocean sent San Diego residents dashing online to post photos, and then it goes on and talks a little bit more about this. The weird lights are back, read one Twitter post. It just started taking a video. What I saw, both stations reported they were told by U.S. Coast Guard that orbs may have been flares. Of course, we know that they weren't, so we go through the whole flare thing again, and then we have the pictures on here. You can see them. They don't look like flares to me. The way that they're moving, the way that they're stationary, very, very strange. This, keep in mind, also, we had another situation with orbs that were seen further up the coast. Yes, this is the one. This is in Sacramento. So, this is bizarre. So, the actual orbs that are videoed are just outside of Sacramento. You can see the guy driving along the highway, and he's looking, I believe, out the passenger side window toward the city of Sacramento, and you can see the orbs just hovering there for the longest time. I mean, the video is like 3 or 4 minutes. It's online. Just type in Sacramento orbs. And these things were, in no way were these things flares or drones or anything like that. But I noticed in this article that they have the title here about the drones, but the actual drones themselves were not only in San Diego, not only off the coast of LA, but were also spotted off of Sacramento, California, which is further north. So we have three separate mass sightings, but I think the one that's going to get the most attention will probably be the ones that were spotted over the Pacific Ocean by these 15 different commercial pilots that have now come forward to this investigator and said, yes, we saw these drones, you know, 3, 7, whatever number was, circling above the aircraft, following the aircraft for miles and miles. So whatever these things are, they definitely have an interest in humans. They're not trying to hide, okay? The ones that we can watch the videos of, these are definitely not drones. They're definitely not flares. You can watch the videos and judge for yourself. But whatever they are unidentified flying objects. And overall, I thought it was a pretty good reveal on this. Until next time, UFO warning, over and out.